Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
2016 presidential candidates hitting the campaign trail in New Hampshire, Iowa, and elsewhere this week are doing so in a dramatically altered political atmosphere. It's due to the landmark U.S. Supreme Court rulings last week upholding Obamacare and same-sex marriage, two longtime hot-button issues repeatedly blasted by the right. To talk about what it means for the 2016 contest, we're joined this morning by our political team, Democratic political analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican political analyst Todd Domke. Good to see you, Todd, this morning.
Good morning.
There are many different ways to look at this in terms of impact on 2016. Do these rulings hurt Republicans running for president, showing them to be out of step, Todd? Or does it help by taking these very divisive issues off the table?
Well, most Republican strategists hope the court rulings have put these divisive issues behind us so the Democrats can't use them as wedge issues in the general election. But some Republican presidential candidates like Scott Walker and Ted Cruz say they support a constitutional amendment to keep marriage a state issue. They want judges to be elected, and they stress the issue of religious liberty. So social issues could dominate debate during the primaries, and that would make it difficult for the Republican presidential nominee to unite the party, energize the base, and appeal to non-Republicans.
Dan Payne.
Well, the Republicans have been so backward on social issues that any candidate who looks even slightly forward on this issue of gay marriage will have an advantage. However, it's only in the general election. And the primaries, especially in Iowa, the gay marriage decision could help religious conservatives, as Todd was saying, people like Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum. But if you look beyond Iowa, it's a problem for the Republican brand.
In 2012, the Republican Party platform had a section opposing gay marriage. It read, "We reaffirm our support for a constitutional amendment defining marriage as the union of one man and one woman." At least two 2016 presidential candidates on the Republican side, Jeb Bush, Lindsey Graham, are calling for its removal from the 2016 GOP platform, saying it'll hurt the nominee if it's not out. You agree with that, Dan?
I think the Republican Party has a real problem here in a general election context. If you look beyond Iowa, it's a problem for the Republican brand because, once again, the party is caught in a riptide that's pulling it away from the mainstream of America.
I agree with Dan that fighting over this plank would hurt the party. A plurality of Republican voters favored marriage equality before the ruling, and debating it for the next year would be divisive. Now, if one of the more moderate conservatives were nominated, Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or John Kasich, they would have to make clear that if elected, they wouldn't try to undo the court's ruling. They'd have to distance themselves from the party platform. They wouldn't like to be in that position because they'd worry some conservatives would not turn out to vote if they felt their leaders abandoned them. But they also feel they shouldn't oppose marriage equality when 60-plus percent of voters support it. So they could be in a no-win situation.
Dan, on the Democratic side, do these rulings help Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and any other Democrat, and how?
Well, on this issue, it's not where you've been. It's where you are. And Hillary Clinton has evolved on gay marriage just as President Obama and the whole country has moved rapidly in favor of legalizing gay marriage. As Todd said, today 61% of Americans accept it, and that's up from 39% just 10 years ago. So it's not a problem for Hillary Clinton or the Democrats. It's a problem for the Republicans.
Well, on this issue, like many other issues, Bernie Sanders is saying that he has been progressive all along, while Hillary Clinton opposed some liberal positions. A decade earlier, Hillary stood by Bill Clinton when he signed the Defense of Marriage Act, which codified second-class status for gay Americans. And later, she said she recognized, quote, the fundamental bedrock principle that marriage exists between a man and a woman, going back into the mists of history as one of the founding foundational institutions of history and humanity and civilization, unquote. Of course, that was before public opinion polls changed.
All right, I want to ask a quick question about the 2024 Summer Olympic plan for Boston. What do Massachusetts political leaders and the very skeptical public need to hear today in the new Olympic finance plan due out today from the organizing group Boston 2024 in order to turn opposition to the Games around, Todd?
Well, they can't turn many opponents around because those who oppose it generally just don't want the risks or traffic or development affecting the environment. They don't want public planning based on 3 weeks of games, and they don't want the city of Boston pledging to cover cost overruns. But can the committee turn around the undecided? That, too, is going to be difficult, especially if their plans simply change venues for games. The Boston 2024 committee needs new strategy and a massive ad campaign if they're to dramatically change public opinion. But time is running out. They need to convince not just voters in Boston. They need to impress the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Well, I think there are two problems facing the pro-Olympics forces. Judging from the hearing at the Boston City Council last week, the biggest problem remains financing. How will they pay for the games without putting taxpayers at risk? And Governor Baker says he wants a detailed plan. I'm sure what he's looking for is a detailed financial plan that doesn't require public dollars. And the other question that remains is, are these still the Boston games? I mean, we're talking about venues now in New Bedford, Billerica, Lowell, Worcester, Quincy. It strikes me that if you buy a ticket to the Paris Olympics, you don't want to be told to catch a bus to Rouen or Marseille or Le Havre. You want to see Paris.
Do both of you agree that Governor Charlie Baker's support is now crucial for the organizers of these games?
Well, it's crucial if he withholds it. If he doesn't endorse the plan, then they're in big trouble.
I agree with Dan that Baker's in a position where if he's in opposition, the whole thing collapses.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens after Boston 2024 releases its plan today. Todd Domke, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Same to you, Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.